7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. Anyway, for them, third world people life, but a small price to be paid. They think they're worth feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when they think them things go the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement, Kingdom of God, Queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, Kingdom and Queendom of Islam, the way of peace through obedience to the Most High, Allah, Allah, Yahweh, Yahweh, life existing for all. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date, Sunday, September the 8th, 2013. Let's move to the lesson for September 8th, 2013, titled God's Image, Male and Female. Sisters and brothers, this once again is science. We don't understand it that way, but the reality is this is science. The Dogon and the Po see the image of the Creator, the image of the universe, bursting through the egg of Emeya, spiraling, spherically, invisibly, but with light and sound, having within itself the whole expanse of the universe, every compartment of the universe in this most infinitesimal particle or reality called the Po by the African Dogon, then manifesting into physical reality. This is science. Now, the European scientists called that Po the atom and used the same scientific description, calling their science Big Bang and quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the study of the quantity of the universe found in that most infinitesimal reality called the atom by the European scientists, the study of string theory, the connected reality of the whole of the universe, all of the universe connected together like a hologram. Bradley Gradden talked about this, and you have James Finch talking about these scientific realities, and the scientific teaching comes from the Africans and the African Dogon, African Twa, African Nubian, African Kemet. Now, the atom in scripture is Adam, and Adam and Christ, These two words describe the image of the creator and creatress and the image of the universe. And Christ and Adam, called by the European scientists Atom, A-T-O-M, in scripture is A-D-A-M, and A-D-A-M, Adam, in Genesis chapter 5, is male and female. Read Genesis chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, and see that Adam, A-D-A-M, is plural and is male and female. Now we can understand scripture better. Adam and Christ are one. All of us are Adam, male and female. All of us are Christ spirit in human flesh. All of us are the po-seed in human flesh, image reflection of creation, and image reflection of the creator, creatress, the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, Yahweh, Yahuwah. Called Atom, A-T-O-M, by the modern day European scientists, using words like quantum physics, quantum mechanics, Big Bang, string theory. That is us, that is you, that is me, that is African scientific study. So, God's image, male and female, but the religious teachers don't teach us that God and goddess, they just teach us God. But you and I are male and female. We're talking about the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine coming together to produce life. These in government, these in power, they have the sacred masculine disconnected from the sacred feminine, and all they have is warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction. But we are talking about the unity of Adam as male and female, the image of the Most High. Now, you see the words Lord God, chapter 2, verse 18 of Genesis. You see Lord God. See, this is science again. The word Lord is Yahuwah. Yahuwah, 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 called Yahweh by some. Yahuwah, Yahuwah, 3068. In Numbers chapter 11, Yahuwah, Yahuwah is shown to us as having the attributes of begatting, that's father, that's sacred masculine, and conceiving, that's mother, sacred feminine. So Yahuwah, Yahuwah is the unity of the Almighty Father as the sacred masculine, united with the Almighty Mother as the sacred feminine, existing and living, giving birth to existing and living. But then it says God. It says the Lord God. Now this word God, 430, Elohim, Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. This word is always plural, always masculine and feminine. And it means divine ones, angels. But not only divine ones and angels, but rulers and judges. We're talking, it means works and possessions of God. We say God, goddess. So we're talking about a word that describes the angels, not the demons. The demons are the other Elohim, the other gods and goddesses, the wicked ones that worship the death cult that manifest in the heads of state that want us to continue to kill and destroy and overthrow governments and escalate warfare and bloodshed. But the Elohim that are righteous, the gods and the goddesses, spirit world, angels that are righteous, and also our ancestors are Elohim, gods and goddesses that are righteous, and rulers and judges. And so we are looking at a word that describes the rulership and judging power of the universe as attributes and possessions and works of the Most High, truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. And we are also looking at a divine civilization. We are in the day that we as Christ men and Christ women, no matter what political or religious ideology we use, we're talking about a language. So Christ men and Christ women, we are to rise up as divine rulers and divine judges, that we may create and recreate a divine civilization that is referred to in Scripture as the kingdom and queendom of God, Goddess, right here of heaven, right here, right now on this earth. This is Elohim. So the Lord God, the Lord is the Elohim, the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, Yahweh. We know and understand and come into contact with the Almighty Yahweh, existing, living, through study of the Elohim. And the word Elohim is the universe and all within the universe and all the righteous angels within the universe and all of our ancestors, male and female, within the universe and all of you and me, because Psalm 82 says that we are all, not just gods, the word there is Elohim. So we are all gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. So the Lord, Yahweh, is you and me, meaning the power of the Most High is within the whole of the universe and within you and me. Lord God, Yahweh, Elohim, Yahweh, gods and goddesses, Yahweh, seen in the male and female, the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine all over the universe. So it says here in verse 18, the Lord God said, and this should be Yahweh Elohim, Yahweh gods and goddesses said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. Now we have just said that the scripture in verse 1 and 2 of chapter 5 of Genesis teaches us that Adam is male and female. So we're not looking at just one man. We're looking at the human family. And the human family has the attributes of sacred masculine man and sacred feminine woman within the whole of us as the human family. All of us act on male-female polarity. Look at an idea that is begatted and conceived in the womb of our minds. People give you words. Those words are sperm, whether male or female, operating in the capacity of the sacred masculine, giving us a word, giving us a teaching, talking to us. Those words are spiritual sperm. They enter into the ear, which is the sacred vaginal tract that enters into the sacred womb that is our minds. And that idea, if we act upon that idea, is conceived and grows and grows and is given birth as an action that is either good or bad. We want good action. So when the scripture here says it is not good that the man should be alone, it's talking about the human family acting only manly, acting only in the capacity of male, acting only in the capacity of the sacred masculine that is disconnected from the sacred feminine. Now let me see now. So it says it is not good that the man should be alone. The word alone is 6213, asa, fashion, accomplish, work, works, deal, acts with effect. So we have actions being taken by the human family. The action of escalating warfare and bloodshed in Syria is man alone with no woman. These men and women, Adam, male and female, out there want us to kill and want us to destroy life. They are acting within the capacity of the masculine that is disconnected from the feminine. So it is not good that mankind, that Adam, act in an imbalanced way, leaning on the masculine side and forgetting the feminine side. Man, men, and males and masculine, symbolizing spirituality, but spirituality with no morality. Morality, sacred feminine. Spirituality with no morality is destructive. Knowledge, that's the man. With no wisdom, that's the woman, that's the womb. Knowledge with no wisdom is destructive. It is immoral and unwise to create warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction on the earth. That's works, that's production, that's doings, but that's wicked doings and unwise doings and unwise and wicked actions. So it is not good for man to be alone. It is not good for the human family to be imbalanced, acting only on the side of the masculine and forgetting the womb, the female, the feminine. So the Most High, Yahuwah, acting through the Elohim, gods and goddesses, I have to say, in Egypt, you have Ptah as the Most High, and Mut-Netchet, I would say, sitting on the mound of creation. See, mounds and mountains having to do with creation. Out of Ptah, the mind of Ptah, the mind acting on male-female polarity, begetting and conceiving, you have the four gods and the four goddesses that are associated with the four basic elements of earth, air, fire, and water, the eight together, new beginnings, new creation, new actions, and from there you have the elemental table, earth, air, fire, and water. Every other element on the elemental table has something to do with the four basic elements of earth, air, fire, and water. So these are the gods and the goddesses, the Elohim, acting on the power of Ptah that went through creation, creating creation, giving birth to creation, working the work of creation, separating light from day and darkness from night and light from darkness and day from night, giving sun, moon, stars, and planets, putting everything in place by the power of the Most High. In Bible, in Genesis, you have Yahweh. Instead of Ptah, you're saying Yahweh, Yahuwah, father and mother existing and living. And then you have the Elohim, spirit world, angels, gods and goddesses acting on the power of the Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah. So, Yahweh, Yahuwah, acting through the Elohim, gods and goddesses, saying, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make, the word 6-2, Asa, 6-2-1-3, I will make to do, to fashion, to work, to institute, to appoint. So we have works of righteousness being done now. I will make and help meet. The word help meet. 5:8, 2:8. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Azer. It means help. Sokur. Help, sokur. One who helps. And that word sokur or sokur is defined as assistance and support in times of hardship and distress. Help or assistance in a time of difficulty. Sisters and brothers, today we live in a time that the human family is in distress. We are in a time of difficulty. We need help. So the helpmeet, the helper, is that sacred feminine power. And the word Ezer is rooted in the word Azar, 5826, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, means to help, succor, support. And Azar, this word is from Africa, Kemet, Egypt. So here's what I am saying. The African culture, African religion, African science is that help that we need in this day and time as we create and construct the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven. We have to go back to Africa, African science, African civilization, and then we will learn and understand the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine coming together. Then we will truly understand that relativity is not a theory, that string theory is not a theory, that all of us are connected like a hologram in the universe, where there is a cause and effect. It affects everywhere in the universe. To kill and destroy in Syria, like Dr. King said, racism, materialism, and militarism, these three evils will affect here. No money for poor working class people, no money for programs, no money to help people, but all manner of money available to kill, to destroy, to propagate warfare and bloodshed. So warfare and bloodshed abroad destroys not only those lives in the nation that you are seeking to propagate warfare and bloodshed and destroy lives, that war destroys at home, because men and women leave and their minds and spirits and souls and energy could be used to help sisters and brothers here, but they're away killing and destroying. And the resources that are used to create warfare, the war industrial complex, those monies, those wealth, those resources, that spirit, mind, body, soul, and energy made up of people that is put into the war industrial complex must be used and should be used at home and abroad to propagate life and existing. So we, like Dr. King, and we like Minister Malcolm X, and we like the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we say the earth is big, the earth is large, no need to take some earth from somebody else. Enough earth, enough resources, enough minerals, enough wealth for all. We are in a time of desperate need and help, a desperate time. We need the help of what and who? The help of the sacred feminine, the help of the female, the help of the womb, the help of the sacred feminine reality that we have rejected as the human family, which is why we have all of this warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction. We go down to verse 19, we see that Adam named all of the animals and the living creatures. Well, this is not only the male, this is male and female, because Adam is male and female, and this shows the power of the original black man and woman, the original people of the earth, the original black man and woman of the universe, and the power of all human beings to see into something and know the attributes and characteristics of something and come up with a name that is perfect and describes that thing or that someone or that entity that you are studying and looking at scientifically. The original Adam, the original black man and woman, looking into every animal and every creature scientifically and coming up with a name that scientifically matches all of the creatures are found on the earth. This is the power of the human being when the human being as an Elohim, God and Goddess, is connected to the mind of the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, supreme knowledge, supreme wisdom, Yahweh existing and living, not worshiping the death cult, not worshiping death, hell, and destruction. So it says that Adam named the cattle, verse 20, but there was no help meet for him. But we are looking at this as the human family. You have knowledge, human family. You have knowledge, Obama. You have knowledge to do all manner of things, John Kerry, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Susan, is it Rice, and Samantha Powers, Nancy Pelosi, and others. You have knowledge. You're operating in the masculine, but you've rejected the feminine. So we need the feminine to help. We need the feminine to come in as the proper helper. So it says, verse 21, a deep sleep fell on Adam, and he slept, and one of the ribs was taken, and the flesh closed up. This is describing symbolically. This is not necessarily a literal physical reality. This is the human family operating under the Most High. The Most High wants us to sleep for a minute or two so that the Most High can take that feminine quality out of the human family. It says, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. So this is teaching us that the power of that sacred feminine is right up in us, human family. It's right up in us, heads of state and leaders of this world. But we have to go under a sleep, a deep sleep, and sleep to our wickedness, sleep to our unrighteousness. So the Most High, Yahweh, Elohim, the Most High, Yahweh, operating through the gods and the goddesses, Elohim, the spirit world, operating with attributes and characteristics, may go into us. And that rib represents protection. So we must protect and guard our sacred feminine power. We are people and we are nations and we are organizations and churches and mosques and cathedral and synagogue. And we are styled as a woman. We are styled as a wife. These are symbols. These are symbols and metaphors to cause us to understand various attributes within the human family. So as the rib protects the vitals, so do we protect the woman, the female. But as the human family, we protect our minds that are wombs. We protect the sacred feminine and do not allow our sacred feminine to be abused and misused. And we raise the sacred feminine so that we can, in verse 23, say like Adam, and remember, Adam is male and female. This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Woman is the man with the womb. Man still, human family, we are male and female, sacred masculine and sacred feminine. Verse 24, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. We need to look at the human family as bone of our bone, flesh of our flesh, and one flesh. And we have been produced by our original mother and father, Yahweh, through the work of the Elohim gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. We have become children of the Most High, and we must cleave, human family, to that wife, to that sacred feminine reality within ourselves, so that we may see the human family as one flesh, and that we may not support warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. Jah love. and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.